The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are.
Yeah, you usually say good morning.
Well, I like that you did.
Yeah, so do I.
I like being unpredictable.
Every moment.
It
new
is.
Possibility.
It is. You know what today is aside from Wednesday?
It is our 31st
wedding anniversary.
And we finish each other's sentences.
And we're celebrating today with you.
That's right.
Because my experience of a healthy relationship is it is expansive out to the world rather than exclusive to itself.
I like that. That's a very good thing. Look, Ariel and I finish each other's sentences. Let's see, what else can I tell you about our show? Our approach is anthropological. It is not psychological. So in our worldview, it is possible to let go of your history and have it not determine your future. Actually, your future will never get here a moment before it does. It only gets here in a moment of now. Now is all there is in reality. What we have to say may sound like other things you've heard. If you truly listen to what we're saying, you'll see that there are some unique differences. I don't know if I'd call it differences, because that's by comparison. But what we have to say is uniquely its own.
Also, what we have to say today in this moment is uniquely its own. We had the opportunity and the honor of meeting one of our listeners from Los Angeles on Monday night at this last Monday Night Alive in Manhattan. Her name was Jonalyn, and her boyfriend, Danny, is also an avid listener. And so they've been listening to us for a while. And I know that they are not the only listeners in Los Angeles area. And there are people all over the world who we have never met who listen to the show regularly. So the challenge is, when you hear us start the beginning and we're talking about our approach in listening, is to step away in your mind or fill in with what you already
know. I know this. I heard this already. But, you know, each time we talk about it, it's uniquely new to us. So it's not like we're trying to repeat a script. It's we're creating newly, in each moment, our experience of listening, of transformation, of what's possible for human beings when they're not locked in their past.
And since today's show is Let's Talk About Relationship, Shia is sitting across from me across our desk here, and we have a little microphone on the, or not so little, on the desktop.
And we're playing footsies under the desk.
But he's not the same as the person who is here last time we were doing a radio show, or the same person who I met 5 minutes ago. If you are here, you don't have to have the past inform this moment. You can have this moment be unique happening that has the wealth of your past as a background, but not something that dictates you and how you experience it and what else is possible for you.
Yeah, in a psychological approach, the things that have happened in your past are what has determined your current moment. with a transformational approach or anthropological approach that we take, this moment is a new opportunity. It's the beginning of the rest of your life. In reality, if you don't hold everything as it was. See, each moment is new and unique, and my wife is as gorgeous and beautiful as she was 33 years ago when I met her. A little more wrinkly around the eyes, but those are smile wrinkles.
I'm liking those things these days. Yeah. You too. It's like, wow, you know, we've smiled a lot.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
I just wanted to... Well, actually, we should probably just go ahead and take our caller, shall we?
Okay, well...
Unless you wanted... did you want something
particular? Well, we could talk about three principles, but I bet you they show up in any call we got, but we have a call.
Let's just talk a little bit more about listening before we take Rita, who's calling from Switzerland, because in any relationship, whether it's a love relationship... Whether
a work relationship
with your kids or, you know, even your pets, it's really about listening. Listening is key to well-being rather than going somewhere.
And you see, we've all been raised in a forward-thinking culture where we're striving to achieve what we think will be better than what we have in this current moment. So we disregard the current moment in favor of a mythology of some better future, and we miss the only moment of our lives that we have, which is this moment of now, not someday when you achieve something or acquire something that you think is important. You know, having a baby doesn't make you happy. If you're happy, having a baby can make you happy. But if you think that's going to fulfill you, and that's a lot of people's childhood dreams, when I get married, when I have a family, well, then it's when I get a relationship, a divorce.
You know, it's funny you are saying having a baby doesn't make you happy. I suddenly flashed on the flip side of, you know, if a coin has two sides, which is like change has the dichotomies in there, good, bad, right, wrong, better, worse. The flip side of that, too, is he or she doesn't irritate you. If you're already irritated, they'll irritate you. So it's like if you're already happy, that gets expanded. If you're already irritated or upset, you add somebody to the mix and they tend to...
Then it's somebody to blame your irritation on rather than realize that everything that you're feeling is you. This moment is perfect.
Exactly as it is.
Exactly as it is and exactly as it's not.
And speaking of perfect... Let's take Rita from Switzerland. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Wow, we got to hear you 2 days in a row because you were calling in on the international call we had yesterday as well. So we feel fortunate.
Yes, me too. And congratulations for your wedding and anniversary.
Thank you so much. What can we do for you?
It's great for me to see how lovely you are with each other after all these years. It's really great.
Well, you know, that isn't by accident. We don't hold, we don't have lists of transgressions with each other. We don't hold what happened once over time and punish each other for what we once did or didn't do.
You know the other thing about it, Rita, as you said that, it when Shia said it's not by accident that we treat each other well, we've also come to realize that it's a powerful, strong, centered person that is capable of, with consistency, saying yes to their partner.
Yeah, whatever their partner was.
And a lot of us have been trained to think that if, for instance, if Shia were to ask me something and if I were to do it without hesitation, that makes me somehow submissive or a doormat or less somehow dominated. as opposed to the pleasure that comes from the dance of giving and receiving back and forth. And when you're not...
not keeping score, by the way.
And you're not keeping lists and keeping score, as Jai said, then suddenly life becomes just this...
dance.
Dance, an expression of sweetness between two people.
Yes, I see. My relationship with my partner, we are 26 years together. We separated twice, but now I think since I work with you both, it's incredibly. I'm so happy with my partner.
Sweet.
That's great, Rita.
But you know what? I'm just going to slow down a little bit with you, Rita, because what you said is so profound. But if we were to just look a little deeper, I bet you are so much happier with you now, which allows you to experience that with your partner as well.
Yeah. Yes, we fight much less than before, and we have a great time.
So, Rita, together. You know, it's interesting. We've said this before. It takes two to fight, and one to stop the fight, and it always has to be you. Now, we have never met your partner. But we have met you, and you've attended our workshops, both in Hamburg and in Costa Rica.
And Cambridge, I believe.
And so that you've participated with us, you have stopped the fight.
You know, lots of people, they hesitate coming because they want their partner to come with them first. Or it's like, well, I'll go if you go, which is actually kind of a form of blackmail, and it's also tantamount to saying, hey, look, it's your problem, and when you get there and you want to get it together, then I'll go. But what we're talking about is that I'm getting some ring sounds. You guys probably aren't, but we got some funny music. When you come and you listen to a radio show with us, or you come to a weekend with us, and you're not doing it in a problem solution
framework,
but you're investing because you are inspired, or you have a passion for possibility, or you want something for yourself, no blame involved, then what you're describing of being happy all on your own and happy with your partner.
And you know what I love, Rita?
No.
You know what I love?
What?
No, tell me.
I love that you're happy and you don't even know how you got there.
Yes, sure.
It isn't like something happens as a demarcation point. Like you have with change, it's like suddenly the way you interact with life is more loving and more fun, and you're happier, and you don't have a clue as to how it happened.
Yeah, that's incredible, really.
It is.
Sometimes it's a little problem. Because if I see she has more success in one way, then I get a little jealous.
Yes.
But, you know, you can think of yourself, this is a funny analogy, but you can think of yourself, what's your partner's name?
Christine.
First name. I missed it.
Say again?
Christine.
Okay. So it's the Rita Christine Corporation. And if one arm of the corporation is suddenly having more success, that doesn't make you less. You're creating the base for that success. She's got the room to fly because she's anchored with you. And I don't mean anchored like you're below her. I mean, I know that some of my best photography, for instance, because it's one of my passions, happens when Shai is there supporting me. And if I get more success in that arena, which clearly I will because I'm taking the pictures, that doesn't threaten him. It's a reflection on
the relationship
and how well he's taking care of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Oh. And when we go to say, like, Shai and I, if you followed the show, you know that one of our passions is fly fishing. And if we go to a fishing venue and our guide or captain opens Shai's fishing box and looks at his flies, and fishing flies that he has dyed the materials, he's created them, he's made them, he's lined them up, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is gorgeous. I feel proud. It's a reflection that I have stepped aside or made the space or endorsed him or gotten out of the way or been there for him, depending on how he needs it, for him to express his creativity into the world.
So, interesting way to see it, yeah.
So the only reason you'd feel insecure is because you've forgotten who you are, and she's a reflection of your greatness.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah,
it is great.
It is great. Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. Cool. Very excellent. Hey, we are, by the way, looking forward to seeing you when we come to Hamburg in a few weeks.
Oh, I won't be there.
Oh, are we going to miss you this time?
Yeah, but I will be in Costa Rica.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to see you in January.
Excellent. Well, Rita won't be in Hamburg, but we're coming for two courses there, the Freedom to Breathe, and then Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle. What is the date on that? I just have to look. The date is October 1st for Freedom to Breathe, and Money, Success, and Happiness is the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We just got a call today from somebody in England who's thinking of coming to this weekend course in Transformation in the Workplace in New York City. It's not too late for either of these courses should you be listening to this show live. If you're listening to it a year from now, you'll probably have to go up to our website and see what's new. Our courses are just such an amazing immersion into the possibility of how to relate and relate well. And I really am so admiring of the people who attend. They're courageous, they're incredible, they are like you, our listeners. Our listeners are the people who come to our seminars. And
so we invite you to join us. And now
we invite you to join us. On a break.
That's right.
But we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
Don't miss
Being Here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. visit transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. By the way, if you're not on our email list, I highly recommend it, the Excellence Club. It is a wonderful way to get articles from us each month, a video each month, announcements about things that we're doing, the blog. There's all sorts of different really cool things that come out in our newsletters. They come out every 2 weeks. And the beginning of the month is when we send out the article of the month and the video of the month. So if you're not yet on our email list, you can go to transformationmadeeasy.com and you can sign up. And that's also where you can see what's happening on our blogs. You can sign up for seminars. And if you want to do a blog post, you can do that as well. So thanks for being here with us. And if you want to be here with us on the radio show, email list, you can do that as well.
Did we say goodbye?
No, Rita. Are you still with us, Rita?
Yes, I'm
thank
still
you,
here.
Thank you so much for calling in today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and I love to celebrate with you.
I love your Swiss accent.
And you've made our day all the more richer. Thank
yes,
you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Having you in our life makes our day richer.
Thank you.
All right. We have another caller. Shall we take her?
She's calling from Minnesota.
It's Mary.
Minnesota Mary.
Hello. How are you?
Good, excellent. Mary. How are you?
I'm great. And happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thank you, by the way.
It's inspiring. And this topic, so many questions come to my mind about it, but I've received some interesting feedback from, and it's feedback I've gotten before, that two things that I'm not supportive and that I take myself away, and I've been trying to observe those things to...
Well, Mary, I have a question. Who uh-huh. gave you that feedback?
That's the first question.
My kids.
What?
Your kids?
My kids.
Well
kids are interesting animals. See, they hold grudges. They think mommy should be different than she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think it's my mom's job to, well, it's not Shia's parents' job because they're no longer with us, but I don't think it's my mom's job to be supportive of me. It's my job to be supportive of her.
Really?
You know, at some point, kids have got to grow up. And if you're not supportive, and if you take yourself away it's entirely possible that they're attacking you and you don't want to be part of it. I don't know, but that's a possibility.
And look, Mary, you're doing your life perfectly.
It sounds like you're working on yourself.
Yeah, like somebody's gotten you doubting yourself. I tell you, it can't be different than you are. Not really, not in the current moment. And since the current moment is all there is, you can't be different than you are. And that makes you perfect, exactly as you are.
I have been working on myself. And the other thing I noticed, mainly at work, is I come in with, not kind of, a negative attitude. I find it kind of appalling. I mean, I'm seeing it. I don't know that I was seeing it before, but now I'm seeing when I bring a negative comment to work or a complaint. And
well, let's talk about the three principles for a minute, because you just called this habit appalling, and I think that's a really good place to
start.
You ready?
Okay.
First principle, anything you resist...
Before Ariel starts...
Yeah.
Slow down.
Okay.
Listen.
You definitely have an agenda that's driving you forward.
Because you're not fully listening, Mary. You're trying to get somewhere. And so when I was talking to you, at some point you cut me off mid-sentence, and I never did get to complete the thought. But it doesn't matter. What matters now is that you listen to what Ariel's saying to you.
Okay.
Cool. First principle, what you resist, judge, or call appalling, persists, grows stronger,
and dominates your life.
It's one of those laws of physics. It's every action equal opposite reaction. Our judgments have weight.
Our judgments keep what we're judging in place.
So calling it appalling and
is a little bit judgmental.
And it actually keeps in place the thing you say you don't want to have.
Exactly.
So, and you know what? It's not a problem if you say something that's judgmental and then you have the thought, oh, that's appalling. It's like...
If you notice it and don't judge yourself for it, that's enough for it to start to dissolve right there.
Because, see, the second principle is you can only be exactly as you are. So if that slips out of your mouth and you automatically, notice the word automatic, it's like a machine, you have no control, you automatically think it's appalling, that's the only way you can be.
In that moment.
Having said whatever you say, be the way you are, it's the only way you can be. If you're listening to the show seated or standing or walking, you can only be where you are exactly in any given moment. That's the perfection of it. And the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself.
Yes.
And you've been judging yourself.
Yes. Big time.
Well, I'll tell you, I think, you know, I happen to know for certain that you are coming to Hamburg. I just assume Rita, because I see her when we're there, and I love her, and so, that was more my wish list. But I do know you're coming, and I know that you wrote an email to us not too long ago, something to the effect that you haven't been to Germany in over 40 years. And I know that you're also bringing some of your amazing jewelry that somebody there has set up a meeting with a store that they think would really like your
jewelry,
etc. There's lots of unknowns coming. Sometimes when faced with creative projects or
unknown,
or
it's so much easier to find fault with yourself and get upset than deal with the unknown.
In a perfect person to pick a drama or conflict with are your kids, or you're in a lot of people's cases, their
boyfriend, girlfriend, husband's wife.
No, sure.
They're perfect go-to persons.
sure. Just the flying enough to get me a little anxious. Yeah.
No, flying doesn't get you anxious. That's like saying Shia irritates me or I irritate Shia.
If you're anxious, if you're upset, then you will find something to blame it on. But it doesn't mean that that's what's causing it. If you're well in yourself, nothing bothers you. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
You know, I almost fall asleep during takeoff. I'm usually oh gosh, you know, all my packing is done, all the details are done, I'm on here, it's like, oh, I can relax now, I fall out.
Well, and the people in Germany have been so sweet and helpful, and they've made the whole process of where to stay and how to get there so easy. It's just been so lovely, I'm so touched.
Well, that's great.
You can either allow yourself to have that, or you can focus down on things that create nervousness because it's your comfort zone.
See, you've survived being nervous and uncomfortable for the better part of your life. So it becomes a comfort zone even though it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
Also, all of these people, some of whom you know well, some of whom you know just peripherally, are being so kind to you, blows your story.
Yes. Yes, it does.
You know, and I'm not talking about Mary's story. I'm talking about the story, capital T. Each of us have the story, and you fill in the circumstances from your life, but that story tends to belittle you or underestimate your abilities.
Yes. Very much so.
So you can either listen to that story, or you can look outside and see how magnificent your life is right now.
Yes, it's a gorgeous day here. Absolutely beautiful.
I'm not talking just weather,
but
I'll take it.
But it's beautiful here too.
Yes. I have this thought that, and it's come up when I've had moments where I feel so almost euphoric with what's around me and feeling in tune. And I lost my thought.
Well, let me just go back to a minute about being in tune, because I really like that. You know, it's easy to be euphoric and in tune, for instance, when you're in nature. But maybe you're also in tune when you step on an airplane and you suddenly feel anxious. I think there are a lot of anxious flyers. But if you can recognize that experience and not personalize it, not make it mean that you are anxious, and then you can get busy doing whatever it is that you want to do on that flight, whether it is check out the movies, read a book, talk to your neighbor, you know, whatever it is that you like to invest in. You don't have to focus down on those other things. And some, you know, of course we all prefer the euphoric feelings, and so they don't last. And we resist or personalize the anxious feelings rather than just noticing them. And you notice them, they disappear.
Right. Well, and, you know, I've had the thought I should be over this by now. I've come to your workshop and
hey, you're never going to get over this.
You'll never get over being you.
You'll never get over it. It's part of the wiring of your mind. So when you're occupied, you don't get lost in nervous worry. But when you're on idle, when you don't know what to do next, or if there's something confronting that you don't want to have to deal with, then you crank up an upset to get lost in.
The other thing is your upsets are part of the gift that you have. Because if you notice the potential to get upset, if you recognize that, you know, like if you take a look at Rita in the first segment, she was talking about how she and Christine used to fight. So it's not and that they don't fight so much anymore. So that fighting thing is something that ability to fight, or that nature that has fought, is something that is so human that if that's something you manage and you discover your way out of, then it's like it gives you a connection point with other people. It's not something that...
Anything you resist sticks around. So if you resist these negative thoughts and feelings and wish you were over them, you keep them.
The other thing is, you come from a Christian background, which has this hierarchy where if you're a good person, you go to heaven. So now, if you're a good transformed person, you never should resist anything.
You should never get upset again.
And that's not
right.
A problem. Your mind is structured the way it has been enculturated. But you are not your mind, and you have other possibilities.
Yes.
We have another caller.
We have two actually hanging on, so we're going to go, but we really appreciate you calling in today, Mary, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah.
Yes,
across
thank
the
you
pond,
so much.
As it were. Yes. Okay. Let's
all right,
take
bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Emmy?
Emmy in Richmond, Virginia.
Hi.
You with us? Hi.
Hi.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice to hear your voices again. I was noticing as I was waiting on the call that I didn't know I was going to ask this question, but I noticed that I start getting very anxious, and all of a sudden just a lot of mind chatter happens before I know it's my time. It's like I felt calm when I first was listening, and then it just seemed like the mind chatter just continues to come up for me. So I thought, geez, that's the relationship I guess I'm having with myself.
But I'll bet you that's the relationship that you have when dating, the relationship that you have when you're about to do a presentation.
A job interview, anything where you feel you might be judged or seen in a less than perfect light.
Like... You, okay. Like most people, have a concern that you could do it wrong or that you might be judged or do it in a less than perfect light.
So I've actually been dating a man for a year and a half, and then I broke up with him, but we've gone back and forth with each other for the last 5 months. But I wanted to be able to just date around, and I find that does come up. The thought of just dating other people, that chatter comes up again. I have noticed that.
Well, part of it is when you say date around, it makes it sound like you're being somehow...
Less than some kind of floozy.
I've had that word too. It's like a pejorative term, date around. Like it makes you less or loose or somehow immoral.
Like I'm judging myself, are you saying?
Yeah.
Like you're judging yourself.
Whether you may not be, you, Emmy, but if you've internalized ideas of what is a good woman, what is a bad woman, those can be running in the background and dictating how you live.
Okay.
So if you date, you know, Fred on Wednesday and... Morris on Thursday and Sam on Friday, some part of you probably thinks like, ugh.
I find your choice
right. It's like, how in the world does that all work and stay present?
You like my choice of words?
I have names.
I just kind of like pulled some different realities. Yeah. I had to throw a Morris in there. Yeah. I should have done Sid. Shai was doing his Uncle Sid imitation for me yesterday. His Uncle Sid used to take his pants and pull them up just right underneath his nipples. So he was very funny. Shai said, "Who am I?" It was very fun. Sid has not been alive for probably 20 years, but I knew right away who he was imitating.
Well, I too admire the relationship I see the two of you have, and obviously I would love to have a relationship that, you know, resembles, you know, what I see that you have, and, you know, even what you spoke about at the beginning of this show sounded just so, you know, being there in the moment for each other.
I'll give you some hints.
Okay.
One of which is you have to be willing to give up being right.
Okay.
Because you see, your mind, as all our minds, is judgmental and it's picayune and it finds fault. And given that, it will destroy any relationship. But you know what? Suddenly I realize that we have to go to a break.
Oh, can so we talk okay. more with
we'll
you about this?
We'll talk more with you about this after the break.
Great. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so okay, come on back. We're getting to the good stuff now.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey.
We are coming to Montclair, New Jersey, a week from Friday. It is the, what is the date of that? I can't see from here. Oh, it's the 25th. We're speaking at the Montclair Say Yes to Your Life meetup.
If you go to our website, you can find the directions to get there. TransformationMadeEasy.com, and we'll give you all the specifics.
If you haven't picked up, read our new book,
which just was released this month.
Yeah, Practical Enlightenment on Amazon. You can get it either as an ebook or you can get a hard copy. The cover is gorgeous. Thank you, Fernanda Franco. By the way, you are about to be mama and baby, and we wish you the best this weekend because we hear that's your delivery date. And we highly recommend the book. We've been getting amazing feedback from it. And different people are reading it different ways. Some are like gobbling it up. Some are putting it
savoring
down.
Savoring it.
About 3 pages at a time. Some are going and writing in it and then coming back and reading the places they highlighted in particular. And we're interested. Call in. Let us know what you think of it. Or go up and give us reviews. We're very proud of it, and we're proud of all the people that are highlighted in it. And so if you haven't gotten it yet, we recommend it.
We have a few spaces left in Costa Rica, but those spaces are very few.
And it's an amazing immersion into you.
Right.
And Costa Rica is a gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful, lush country. And the people, of course, are exceptional because the people who come are just a delight to be with. So, again, all of that is on transformationmadeeasy.com. Emmy is still with us?
Yes.
Excellent. So we're talking about being bright.
Right. Because, you know, if you look, you'll see that in any relationship, it starts off okay, and then you start picking people apart in your mind. They don't do it right enough for you. They don't say it right enough for you. And pretty soon, they're not the one anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed with the fellow I've dated, it's he's not financially secure, so that becomes a check mark in my mind.
Oh, yeah, you have a whole bunch of check marks that they have hoops they have to jump through or over.
Yeah.
Well, the other
I'm starting to see that where I have these rules made up in my mind. If they don't fit in, then,
Too old.
Too old.
Right.
Too much money. Not enough money.
And I've been able to see that in my former relationship. I did the exact same thing. I mean, I've really been able to see that, you know, I was a good husband. Like you were talking about being a good or bad woman is like not a good husband, what I thought a good husband was.
What were you going to say?
I don't know if she can.
But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Emmy. When Shai started speaking, sometimes phones are such that when you're speaking, you can't hear anybody. And sometimes.
Like if you're on a speakerphone.
Right. And sometimes it's just that the person speaking recognizes somebody's trying to say something and keeps plowing ahead, which is the case with you.
I would say the second one in this case.
Ah.
I love you.
Well, that is a clue for why relationships don't work. Because you got to listen.
But also, you know, I made a little note earlier. It's like you're on purpose. You're going somewhere. You're plowing ahead to your destination. So my guess is you try to control your partner. You also don't listen. So when here you want a relationship that flows with a man.
You say a relationship similar to the one Ariel and I have, and you want hints as to how to get there, but when I try to talk to you, you think what you have to say is more important than what I can tell you. Mm-hmm. And what you have to say has created your reality on relationship.
And even if I'm not even looking at the content of what Shia has to say, which in my experience is profound. You know, sometimes I go back and I look at something he just said or when we're writing and I'm like, wow, he's always inspiring me. But if you take away the content of anything he has to say, and so it's not like you're not listening to me and I have great things to say. It's that you aren't listening, that you don't pause. It's as if his saying something is an intrusion as opposed to part of that dance called life, where life steps up in moments of ways you don't expect, and it's not inside your logic system. And if you go back and you listen to this show,
when it's archived,
part of the reason we finish each other's sentences is if one of us stops speaking or another one starts speaking, the other one gives way to see what it is that's coming as opposed to competing with each other.
Okay. That helps a lot. Yeah.
You're getting kind of heavy, though.
But you see, what you just said, that it helps a lot, is on purpose to what Ariel said about how you're going somewhere. You're still trying to fix Emmy.
Okay.
Like you have a goal to be a better you and a goal to be better in relationship, and I get that. Everybody has dreams of what they would like, satisfying relationship or making more money or, you know, great relationship with their kids, etc. But all of that. But basically, you're listening through your agenda, which makes it...
Or agendas.
And they can overlap, which makes it harder to simply relate and just be delighted.
So, Emmy, it's about slowing down to get into the current moment of your life rather than be driven by an idea about what a better you or a better relationship would be.
Okay.
Good. Hey, we have another caller. We got to take her.
Or we get to take her. Either way.
And no, both are true.
Yes, but we thank you for calling today.
Yes.
Thank you, and enjoy your day.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Miss Katie in Chicago.
Hi. Great to hear you guys, and I'm really enjoying the show. I've been listening since it came on, so this is really fun for me.
Great.
Oh, excellent.
Happy anniversary. I wanted to say that. That's so cool, your 31st anniversary.
Thank you.
Well, I have a question.
Yes,
please.
Okay, great. So I noticed, so my boyfriend Chris, we've been together about a year and a half. He just recently moved in with me. And I noticed this, that I want to like pick fights with him. I don't know where it's coming from. It seems like recently I want him to fight with me and he won't, which is amazing. And I get upset then when I'm like, I think I should be different than I am. Cause I don't understand where this desire to like fight is coming from.
I think you got it backwards. You see, I think that you're upset and that's why you fight. And you're blaming your upset on his not fighting with you seems to be backwards to me. The other thing is, when you said he moved in with me, there was energy there. Like, see, it's what's really interesting is people think they want certain things until they get them. Like, they want their boyfriend to move in until he does.
Well, I had the funniest picture when you talked about him moving in with you. When I was in seventh grade, I had a really cool science teacher, and he did lots of things like, you know, practical things like if you want to smell like protein burning, like he had his burn...
Chicken feathers and fingernails?
Fingernail clippings, and then he'd have us burn Cheerios and smell how the day... You know, it was just, he caught my imagination. One of the things that we learned was about rats and how rats can be very well behaved until you get too many in a confined space, and then they get aggressive. And so when you said, oh, he moved in with me, suddenly I thought of the aggressive rat thing. It's almost like, oh, I'm in too close proximity. You're encroaching on my proximity. And the thing that catches me too about it is, like, when you say he moved in with me, there's always a trick in that, because if you two were to have found a new place and move in together, it's different than if he moves into your pre-existing space, because then there's...
An invasion has just taken place.
Yeah, you think you have priority on that drawer and that space and that side of the bed and...
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
So it's not your two apartment, it's my apartment that he's moved into.
And this is the good news, Katie. Okay. So I wouldn't resist hearing what Ariel and I are saying.
See, I think it's cool. If you see this, then you'll see this automatic irritation that it's kind of like everything was allotted to you before.
See, I really get that. People have in their lives exactly what they want. And so you wanted Chris in your house. You wanted him to move in with you. Remember?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yes, until he's there, and then he becomes annoying.
I'm such a brat like that.
Do you have siblings?
Yes.
How many and who are they, real quick?
I have three sisters, one older and two younger sisters.
Okay, great. Did it ever annoy you when your parents told you you had to share?
Of course, yes.
Well, what's happened is Chris has moved in, and now
it may not be a sister, but it's another
similar.
Person.
So all you can either be bugged by that you're getting annoyed, or you can think of yourself as like a sponge, and you've collected experiences. And when you were a kid, your sisters were the closest thing to a love relationship. They're your contemporaries. They're different than parents. So when you get a love relationship that moves in, it's like what's left over in the sponge called Katie is there to be expressed out. And if you have a sense of humor about it, and I'm not saying expressed out like you pick a fight with him, I'm talking about you start noticing your desire to pick a fight. And by the way, something Shai and I have done really well over the years is one of the others will say, you know, Shia, I'm really feeling like picking a fight with you right now. Like you can describe it rather than do it.
Cool.
Like I don't know what's up with me. And then often we find the
irritant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I mean, is that something I should look for or just say it and then
see you're looking for rules.
Yes, I am.
And you're also getting preparing to fight again.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's something that we feel free to communicate the whole thing that's going with us, whatever that may be.
That's something we said at the top of the show, that we don't hold resentments or regrets with each other. So we don't have a list of transgressions.
Even transgressions that we've, quote, made.
Okay.
See, and you do. You feel it?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you said yeah, because we've just come to the end of the show.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
And we're running out of time, and so I didn't want to leave it with me saying something and you saying nothing. But thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in today. By the way, everybody, next week's show is called Being is a Verb. Should be fun. Come join us
and share the show with people.
Yeah.
And come to one of our workshops while you're at it.
And circling around, thank you, Danny, for sharing the show with Jonalyn. It was so lovely meeting her on Monday night.
Oh,
share the show. You may make a difference in somebody's life. Well, you already do. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here. Thank you, Katie, for calling in.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.